Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
B-Pod Studios.
Making the workday a little more entertaining.
Floppity flop flop flop. There.
It's Zoe and the Beetle on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Zolak and Bertrand from our Town Fair Tire Studios at 98.5 The Sports Hub. Make sure you download that app, 98.5thesportshub.com. He's playing the cups over there.
I like his song.
I got a song for that, maybe. Maybe later.
Oh, God.
I found one the other day. I'm like, oh, this could be a good instrument. That's what my mind's going through now.
Don't, good boy.
Because of you guys.
Good boy.
Don't encourage it. That's what I would say.
We lost our bye week, by the way. We lost our
fun week.
We did.
Well, we did Corey Pessitori.
We can still do it on Tuesday.
Today?
Tuesday. Something like that.
Prosciutto.
Corey. I got the prosciutto.
Corey Prosciutto.
We got the wine. We got the scotch. We got the bread. Let's eat.
Got the accordion player. Okay, let's eat.
Dante Scarnecchia retired. I'm going to say semi-retired. Right? He's not fully retired.
He hasn't been around. We were talking about this on the Patriots.com.
Oh, on the old .com, yeah.
Yeah, I said, is Dante like doing the
consulting,
and I believe it was Perillo, it may have been Mike Dusso, who said, not like in person, not like we thought and a lot of people hoped he might be, and that could be COVID related, could be just the structure of the deal from the very beginning, but it's not like he's been hanging around coaching these guys up like he was still the offensive line coach.
Okay, but next spring, when things are hopefully a little more normal, if he's not out there working out some fifth round left guard prospect, I'll be stunned. He'll be back doing that in person, you know, on a trip to East Ass, Iowa, to go look at someone. You know what I mean? He's gonna be out there. Uh-huh. He's gonna get spotted at Logan flying coach to the middle of nowhere. Yeah, well, Bill wants me to look at this, you know.
Walking around with his arms crossed.
Two connections, 9 hours in layovers.
He's a wrestler in college, but I think we're gonna convert him to a right tackle. Like, that's gonna happen next spring.
He's
okay?
A fiddle player, but like, we can put him in a three technique.
He's never far. He's a lifer, and he's obviously got a great football mind. And he says to the Boston Herald, quote, to Cam's credit and his skill set, it seems to be that he's being very wise and not trying to run through defenders, sliding when you got to slide and getting out of bounds when you have to get out of bounds. I think it's an important part of the equation because they need him and he's got to stay out there. If he does, they can beat anybody. Dante Scarnecchia on the Patriots right now with Cam Newton.
So I read that. And I
they go, can beat anybody.
I read that. And I go, huh? They're 2-2. And then you start to look around and like Florio and Pro Football Talk, I think Kern, like, they haven't been like the top 10 rankings. Would you consider them a top 10 team?
Like, I think off you're in the ballpark.
But then you look at, okay, so why are they 2-2? Okay, so they lost in the last second to Seattle, an undefeated team that's still undefeated.
Very good team.
They took the Chiefs well into the fourth quarter with their backup, who was making critical, horrendous errors, and were still in that game. So, like, and Dante saying if they had Cam, and I think that's an indictment on the way the other two played in that game, and now Dante knows them from prior, that you need Cam. You need that stress of his ability to run, his ability to get outside the pocket, because it's now another dimension that the defense has to worry about, and instead of being one-dimensional with the other two guys. So Dante's looking at it like, okay, I saw him hang with Seattle. Should have won that game. Make a play or two. Don't let five different guys catch five touchdowns over the top of you. That normally doesn't happen to Patriot defensive backs. And he says, kind of got Kansas City's number. We play them well all the time. Who else is there? Baltimore, right? Maybe Pittsburgh? So, I mean, this thing's got to play out, but I think that's the way he looks at it. And you scratch your head because of the 2-2. You're 2-2. They're 500 club. But there's only one loss to the other two teams that beat you. So that's kind of what you look at, how you stack up against, the best and how you play them. And they played them quite well.
You know, in some ways, don't you want to know more about this Patriots team?
That's why you can't wait for another game. Let's get going here. Like, they should be, look at the schedule. They should be able to roll off a couple games here.
Should. We're going to find out. And if they do, I think maybe we'll confirm our initial thoughts on this team, which is, with Cam Newton, they could be pretty good.
Yeah.
Dante Scarnecchia says they can beat anybody. It's a pretty strong statement from him. Is that a homer statement or is that the truth?
No, Dante's a truth talker. So he's just telling it based on what he's seen through four games and the two good teams that you matched up and lost to. And if you think that's a cream of the crop, then you can hang with them. You can beat anybody. Dante's saying play mistake-free football, too. Yeah, play your game. Play smart. He's talking about Cam playing smart. And Dante's coached against Cam before where Cam wasn't smart, and he would take the hits that he's not supposed to take. He has eliminated the big hit off him. And whether you like it or not, whether you want to call it a trip, a slide, where they took a sack, maybe some of those intentional sacks are smart. Maybe go down if you think you're going to get hit. Knows when to slide.
I think he's being coached to do that. I thought so from the beginning of the season.
If Dante's talking about it, maybe he is, Jim. Yeah.
I mean, why take those hits? Like, why? But and he's going to make mistakes sometimes and probably bail before it's like, bail too soon.
Sack on a third down. Remember he took that sack on a third down?
Yeah.
That looked like he bailed?
Yeah.
And I know you're just talking about that, but like sometimes that's a blatant mistake.
Yeah.
He's going to make mistakes trying to do that. Yeah. But I think it seems like he's being coached to do it.
Because there's times, he wants to turn it inside and try and run someone over and do the first, Superman. He loves that stuff. And just see him get to the sideline, tuck out of bounds, get out of bounds. He's right. Dante's right.
It's probably sort of a test, too, from the coaching staff. Okay, let's see if he listens to this cue. And if he starts showing us this, then maybe we can throw more on the plate, more on the plate, give him more stuff to take chances with.
Yeah.
Because we know he's not going
to
turn the
ball. Well, I think they're going to have to, because I think teams are going to maybe start to figure out how to defend them.
I wish Brian Hoyer bailed early last week.
Oh, you don't like him hanging on the ball?
Twice.
I thought you meant like career-wise. I could get on board with that. It'd be better if you were retired than coaching. He's going to make a hell of a coach. I could feel it. Great coach. I'd move him to that right now. You're the new quarterback's coach. Congratulations.
What do you do with the Jed Fish guy?
Coach Jed.
I mean, are we assuming Cam is starting on Sunday?
Yes.
There's no reason to believe otherwise, right?
Nope. No.
We're not going to get any sort of surprise development by the time.
I don't think you'll get any surprise.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
No surprise developments.
Nope.
And he'll be back, returning from the COVID reserve list this week. Mm. He's back out there. Speaking of COVID, there are some teams that have hit some speed bumps here today and have shut down facilities. There's also new protocols in place for players who get sick this season. In the NFL. tell you about both of those. More of your calls coming up as well. Read and react at 11:30.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.
Drive home with Felger and Mast right now. Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Almost thought this was Denise Williams. Let's hear it for the boy.
Yeah, because you think every single song is a different song.
I know. But I got more excited because it's Cool It now. You're about to lose control.
How many songs do you misidentify as being from the original Footloose soundtrack? Say right
not many.
40, 50%?
Oh, I was going to go about 70%.
I had all the new edition albums. Thinking about is her in my heart. It's about Candy Girls. Candy Girls is jam. Yeah.
Cool it now. 617-779-0985. Falcons are shut down today, as are the Colts. Right?
Falcons are back open. Open up.
One day.
Right. It wasn't.
It was a one day shutdown.
Nothing to see.
Wasn't that weird how they got shut down, but yeah. The reports right away were like, yeah, it's not going to be a long term, sort of a temporary. Like, what?
Well, it was like,
what is going on?
They didn't get shut down.
The initial
reported that the team decided to shut down. They didn't have to shut down.
Okay. Yeah. I knew there was something weird about it.
The initial report was there were multiple, like four players. And then it ended up being like a person in the building got it.
Meaning
not,
who?
Not related to football. I don't know.
All right, but there was something different about this, the way it was reported from the get-go. It's like, yeah, but it's not going to hold things up. Not expecting it to impact the game on Sunday.
Because the person that got it wasn't tied to football, I don't think.
Okay.
That's why.
Well, at least they've got it sorted out now. So there's that going on, right?
Yeah.
And what's going on with the Colts? There were multiple... they had a statement early this morning.
They had an original breakout at the beginning of this whole thing in July.
Let me read their statement. Maybe Hardy can read it in Jim Irsay's voice. It says, this morning we were informed that several individuals within our organization have tested positive for COVID-19. The team is currently in the process of confirming those tests. In the meantime, the practice facility will be closed. The team will work remotely while following NFL protocols. We are in communication with the NFL, and we'll have more information when available. Jim Irsay, what say you about this?
I've heard about new drug treatments. I will be testing all of these new drug treatments myself before I allow any of my players to take them. Preferably in connection with each other. Multiple drugs on multiple days.
Well, you were excited because they said they were going to put things up your nose.
Correct. Much like the booger sugar of the 70s, it continued well into the 80s, and for some of us, crushing up the Adderall as recently as today.
And
up the nose.
You've been really focused. You haven't gone, have you been working on that?
The crushed up Adderall helps in that regard. But once again, let me make it perfectly clear. I am willing to try any and all drug remedies before I subject my players to them. Thank you. I have $30,000 in a briefcase riding shotgun in case you don't accept my copay.
How much remdesivir can you get for $30,000?
You tell me. And if it's not enough, There's more, there's a lot more where this came from. I'll sell the acoustic guitar that was played by Mott the Hoople at auction to pay for more drug remedies.
All kinds of antibody cocktails.
Was that funny when, like, he first played that guitar and we thought it sounded awful, and Hardy's like, he's actually on cue.
Well, he was there.
He was playing in the right key.
Yeah. That's the only thing I'll give him.
Yeah.
All right. It sounded good.
So there could be something brewing there with the Colts as well. But there's new protocols that are going to go into place and have been put in place by the NFL.
We have a fresh Jim Irsay tweet from 20 seconds ago.
Get out of here. What's her saying?
Let me look.
I'll let Hardy read it. Yeah.
I'll just go to Jim Irsay. Let him read his own tweet.
Yeah. Well, it looks like there's good news in Indianapolis. Jim?
Good news. It appears that tests, we are false positives. That's WE'RE. Quote, false positives, quote, .. We are hopeful, but we will have something more conclusive shortly, ..
Wouldn't false positives be inconclusive?
Was Stafford false positive? And his wife got all pissed off?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's happened.
How have they not fixed these false positives
because
yet?
The rapid testing?
Yeah.
I'm looking for the word there.
PAC.
Point of care?
I don't understand all that. Rapid. Mm-hmm. The fast ones. They're not as accurate. And they produce false positives.
Yeah.
So when you have one of those, you then go for, let's check over the 24 hours the better testing. That's why it happened.
So he tweeted, all is well. Details shortly. Colts, Bengals, 1 p.m. Sunday.
Game on.
Details shortly. Less than a minute later, he had the details. Like, do you know how many characters you're allowed on Twitter, Jim Irsay?
I think that tweet has been deleted, Hardy. Oh, no, it's still there. It's still there, Jim.
The 1 p.m. one is, but the first one we just read is gone.
The false positives.
Yeah.
Delete the false positives. We are false
positives.
Glad
we were on top of that. 1 minute later, it was gone.
Wow, so he's deleted the tweet.
Well, maybe that's because of the we are.
Oh, it could be. I had a typo.
That's a false apostrophe in my false positives tweet.
That's a good question. Does he tweet again? And send it a second time.
I have a dog in my avatar. It's important. It's exciting. And a random baby photo is my background.
It's true.
That's exciting.
It's all true. All right, we'll stand by for another tweet from Irsay at some point. But maybe things are looking up there. The new protocol in the NFL, though, is if players have symptoms that are at all similar to COVID symptoms, they will be forced to isolate. Everyone has the same goal here, said Dr. Alan Sills, and that's to operate as safely as we can. When you look at the big picture, our goal is to make sure we don't put someone in the field that we think might be actively infected. If we're going to make a mistake, we would rather make a mistake on the side of being cautious and keeping people off the field. If it turns out those were non-COVID symptoms, I think we would all be happy with that outcome, which means if you get sick with something other than COVID,
right,
you've got a cold, you've got the flu, you got a stomach bug, you're out.
See, I chalked this up.
I don't like it.
But no, I like it. I chalked this up to maybe the only positive thing to come out of all of this from the last 7 months. Have you been sick?
What do you mean?
Like,
is that a question?
Your kids, your wife.
Not really.
The very beginning. They told me to stay home.
Oh, yeah.
Beetle was gone for a week.
They made me stay home for a whole week. I just had a cold.
You were sick with something. But since then, there's always something going around, right? Whether it's, you know, flu that you don't even get diagnosed with, colds, all that stuff.
Yeah.
Zoe, you're sick all the time.
Yeah, you're a sick
person. I've been pretty good, though, lately. I can't remember the last time you were sick.
Yeah. I've been pretty good.
Your kid's been sick?
You know what? It's the damn wearing the masks and washing your hands.
Thank you.
And not getting a sick.
That's what, well, yes, that's my whole point.
And not being around people.
I feel great.
I feel so powerful.
Look at Zoe over there.
Normally.
Pandemics are the best.
Friday comes.
Keep your healthy.
Friday comes and I'm toast. I'm toes up on the couch like, you know, 3:30.
knee-deep in Felger and Maz asleep on a Friday. Like,
what are you going to do today?
I might make chicken soup. Just keep feeling better.
Whoa!
We bought the stuff for chicken soup. We're going to buy it. We're going to make it. I'm just going to keep feeling better. A big game Sunday. Yeah, you're wearing a mask, and you know what?
So,
hopefully this will cut down on the flu.
Well, this is it. How many people mispractice because of the flu? Mispractice, illness. Yeah. Did not practice, illness. Questionable, illness. A lot of those illnesses are not going to be, they're not going to be around. It happened in Australia. They just finished their summer a little while ago, and they thought, just finished their winter, excuse me. Australia just finished their winter.
Hello.
And the flu season in Australia was not that bad this year because they're still following COVID protocols. And, yeah, the flu was there, but nowhere near what it normally is.
Serious question. That tweet that was deleted by Jim Irsay, was that meant to be a text to Adam Schefter? Because Adam Schefter just tweeted.
Oh, my God.
Now, well, or did he just get it from Irsay's Twitter?
Well, no, because he offers more details saying Colts had one player and three staff members with troubling initial tests, but all four came back as false positives after the rerun, per sources. Bengals at Colts, Sunday, 1 p.m.
Hold on, I have to text right pocket. Hold on. Oh, crap. I tweeted it. Delete. Nobody saw it.
I've done that before.
I'll send the same thing. I should have copy and pasted.
Yeah.
Too late. Hold on. Here you go, Chef. It's all yours.
Come on.
Oh, there you have it.
And the reason I say I don't like it is because, like, you're getting tested every day. So they know if you have, they sort of know if you have COVID or not. So you're going to penalize guys for being sick. Now you're going to go isolate off the stomach virus.
Because, again, we go back to this incubation period where you could be sick and not get testing positive.
See, I wonder if Lamar Jackson situation, because there was, 2 weeks ago where he was out a couple days with stomach bug?
Yeah, last week.
So
he missed practice a couple days last week.
We're not going to deal with this. You're going to have to go isolate. You know?
It is smart. It keeps your team healthier on the whole.
I guess,
but it's not good when it's like your star receiver or quarterback.
Fair.
Or, you know, pass rusher who's going out to wreck everybody on Sundays.
Yeah.
And in previous years would probably play with the sniffles. Well, now the sniffles might mean a lot more than the sniffles, my friend. You probably should stay home. So that's part of the new protocols in the NFL.
What if you got an earache? Like your ear hurts.
Stay home.
Itchy ear.
You got one now?
No. I'm just saying, sometimes I do get those. I like swimmer's ear. I feel like it's, but I'm not swimming.
Read and React is next. Yeah.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball.
Zoe and Beetle in the office.
It's like a sweater without nipple covers.
In the car.
You smell bacon?
In the truck.
I'm definitely not stupid, Harvey.
Getting you through your work day on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's time to read.
Name, I'm not a better here. I'm going to be a Brit.
And react.
You an Isaac Bruce guy?
I am and I am and I and I am and I
with Solak and Bertrand.
Right. How do you feel about this? Go ahead, Zoe.
No, go ahead, Peter.
On 98.5, the Sports Hub.
All right, let's get to it. Read and React here on a Friday.
Read.
What? You know, so it goes.
React.
Air raid.
Packers play the Bucs on Sunday is one of our picks for this weekend. Green Bay running back Jamal Williams took a shot at one of the players on the opposing team.
Oh.
Who do you think he was taking a shot at?
Brady.
That's right.
Really?
Brady.
Well, let's set the record straight. Whose quarterback is better, yours or Ronald Jones?
Come on, man. I'm pretty sure.
Hold on. Time out.
I'm pretty sure.
What's so funny? Come on.
There's obviously some backstory that we're not privy to.
This isn't a news conference. This is like a blog show or something.
I'm pretty sure. I'm pretty sure my quarterback knows what fourth down is. You know what I mean?
I think he's having fun with it there.
Yeah, pretty good.
He's like joking around.
Whose team has a better quarterback this weekend? Yours or the other guys? Mine. His quarterback's also Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Who, by the way, I think is feeling some of the pressure coming from behind him right now.
Garoppolo 2.0.
Yes.
Jordan Love.
Yes. Yeah. He's playing well.
See?
Reed.
College football. Fox Sports. The Big 12.
React.
I swear to God, Zoe, I better get
touchdown,
some of that on Sunday.
Texas.
There's a big, exciting play for the Patriots. I want you yelling, 98.5 The Sports Hub.
CBS.
Patriots Radio Network.
Yes.
AFC East.
But
I want all of that.
But the first part of that call is going to go to Soucy, which really frees you up because Soucy, his famous call is touchdown Patriots. So you can't say touchdown or Patriots again. You have to come up with like
all the other
three
stuff.
New things, right? So you
gonna,
just go.
It's going to happen. I'm not going to think
Football.
About it. I want it to be organic.
NFL. Living.
I went on with Denver yesterday.
Oxygen.
Tell us about the call back on October 13th, that one infamous day you came up with that call. Like, I didn't come up with it. Oh, you bull crap. Everybody writes up. I'm like, no, everybody doesn't write their own line. Maybe Sean Grandy does. But
Sean Grandy. There's no way he does that from memory.
No.
What about Jack Edwards? 4-1 Browns.
Soucy only did it once, I think, and it was Azteca Stadium. And I said, Buenas noches, mi amigos.
Oh.
That was it. Like Remy.
4-1 Browns take on the undefeated Steelers on Sunday. Mike Tomlin.
It's a good one here.
Playing against Myles Garrett for the first time since last year's helmet swinging incident. We all remember that.
Yes, Mike, you've mentioned Myles Garrett a couple times, and it's the first time your team will be on the same field with him since last year's altercation with Mason. What's your message to the team this week about avoiding distractions and putting last year kind of behind them?
There really is no message. My day-to-day existence kind of relays that message that you suggested. There's a lot on the table in reference to this game in terms of stakes. They're a 4-1 team. We're trying to remain undefeated. You know, we're not looking for that low-hanging fruit or that reality TV storylines and so forth. This is a big game here in 2020.
I like stakes. Last time I had a bone-in ribeye, Mike Dick is up there at Squirrel Hill. I highly advise you to eat that one.
He said steak's on the table.
Steak's on the table.
I go for a steak right
now. I go for steak, too.
Little steak.
Crusty edge one.
On the table.
Little gristle. Little burnt edge. A little stuck in your tooth there.
I don't breed.
You just made me not want steak by saying two things that make me not want it.
What?
The gristle.
Oh my god!
And it getting stuck in your tooth.
When I was a kid, when I was about,
what do you like about steak, gristle number one. And I like it when it gets stuck in your tooth, and you work it. You try and work it with your tongue for about five minutes before you finally give up. Go upstairs, get some floss. No,
it happens with corn too, like corn on a cob.
Yeah, well, that's not what I think about when I fantasize about eating corn on the cob.
So you're different. You're a different steak. You like you would probably like a fillet. Like, I can't stand.
No, Hardy likes the meat of the steak, not the gristle. Yeah,
like the gristle. Fillet. I don't know anybody who likes the gristle.
When I was a kid. In my teenage years and even early years, we'd go to my grandmother's house every Sunday, and she'd buy steaks for everybody. My grandparents would grill them up, and my aunt would cut off all the gristle and give me just the gristle. That's all I wanted.
I will say Zoe has steered me away from ordering the fillets over the years. He has.
The ribeye is just...
It depends.
I can't order a fillet with Zoe. I can't do it anymore.
Nope. And I'm going to take the scissors when Capello eats it, and we get the biggest ribeye we got. He's got to get the quart of... blue cheese dressing to dip each piece in.
He ruins
each his own.
He just ruins. All right.
Ketchup with it.
Did we already move on?
No.
Yeah, we did.
Reed.
Yes.
Oh, okay. By the way, I put that on the big screen for the kids to show the thing. It's scarier on TV than like on our computer or
phones.
With
the puma?
The big, yeah. The when you see the how expansive the paws get.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah. Ravens played the Eagles on Sunday. Baltimore defensive coordinator Wink Martindale asked about last week's game when the Bengals kicked the field goal. Down 27-0 with less than a minute to play.
Would you be able to share your reaction and feelings when you see the Bengals go out to kick a field goal with 37 seconds left in a 27-0 game?
You know what it was. All right, he knew what it was because it was awful quiet when I yelled it across the field. There's some people that take that as a victory. We'll see. We got plenty to talk about next time we play him.
Okay, wait a minute. What's the problem there? What's he mean by that?
Baltimore,
he was pissed. 27-0 with 37 seconds left, and Cincinnati kicked the field goal last week.
To make it 27-3?
Yes, so they wouldn't get shut out.
So he's pissed off about it?
He's mad?
Oh, yeah.
What's his problem, the bitch?
Why
does he care?
That's insulting to the game of football. I agree with him.
Like, you shouldn't be kicking a field goal. I agree with that. But why is he pissed about it?
Your team's getting your ass kicked. You get some points there. I don't have a problem with that.
I don't have a problem with
game's
it either.
Over.
Nothing else was working for him that day.
No, it wouldn't piss me off, but I would sort of mock the other team for it.
Here's my question. Did they try to onside kick it after that?
I would say, look at these losers kicking field goals.
Less than a minute. I doubt it.
I would have made fun of them.
Take the field goal, then onside kick. Let's get another slow Hail Mary down like that.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, be worth something, I guess.
To make it 27-11.
I don't know that it's worth getting mad about.
It sounds like he's being
a
bitch.
Mad about?
Sounds like he's being a bitch.
Be mad.
Reed.
Football.
React.
I told you guys to pick up that phone. That Dan Mullen, he said, we'll load up the swamp. You better call all the recruits. I don't want Florida getting in on any of our recruits for next year. Call them 16, 17-year-old boys down in Louisiana.
They're kicking no field goal.
16, 17, you done missed it. You done missed your
window. Dan Mullen ain't in there. He ain't sitting there and ain't going to take none of our recruits for next year.
Missed your recruiting window.
I don't know why the listeners love the Ed Ogeron stuff we do, but they do.
Oh, they love football.
A lot of positive feedback on this.
They love football.
The Washington football team's Alex Smith was asked about Dak Prescott's injury during his weekly press conference. What did he have to say?
I've checked up on him through our mutual friends and seeing how he's doing. I thought a lot about shooting him a text. Part of me also didn't want to scare the hell out of him by shooting him a text.
That's pretty good.
That's good answer.
I have a question on Alex Smith. Does he still have that drain in his leg?
Why do you have to do that?
I don't know.
My guess is no.
I play with a guy that had that, and he had to continually have that drain with the little like hose that comes out.
So the dog wouldn't always be bothering on it?
You don't want it to swell when you play, and it starts swelling. Like, you want it to drain.
And then, he might be headed down this road. So I feel like I kind of want to let him. I'll let the infection risk kind of get out of the way
I can't do it.
Why is he talking about infection?
Because
he have to bring that up?
Because I think he's continually infected and like swelling and draining and it's always smelling and I don't know. Dog's licking it. The dog's out of here. Gotta get rid of these dogs.
Wake up
middle of the night and the dog's like,
one of those smells where you can't quite identify what stinks.
Is grandma here?
Oh, it's my leg again. Oh, it's my own leg. Oh,
stop.
Reed. React.
That's it.
Thank you, Artie.
That's a good one.
Oh, man. He is right, though. If he is not someone that talks to Dak regularly, and then he says, he gets a text, hey, Dak, Alex Smith here. Oh, God.
Ah! Don't. Hang up.
He's got nothing to do with you.
Get it off. Get it off. Get away.
Get the compression sock off.
Like, oh, no. 617-779-0985. A little piece of Bruins news over the last 24 hours related to Zdeno Chara. We'll hit on that. Phil Perry will join us in about 14 minutes to talk football. He'll be with us for the entire noontime hour.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketball.
Now it's time for more of Zolak and Bertrand.
That's what you put in your mouth in the morning.
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Just on the Bruins and their offseason of not doing a whole heck of a lot. That's what I would say it is to this point. Zdeno Chara, the latest on him. He is no sure bet to be back in a Bruins uniform. Reading from the score, there's no guarantee Zdeno Chara will be in gold and black or black and gold. If he decides to play in the NHL next season, Chara's agent said his client is looking at all options in free agency. TSN's Pierre LeBrun relayed on Thursday's Insider Trading Show, adding that the Bruins are the front runner, but other teams continue to call about the defenseman's services. Mm. This is an interesting part. Chara's decision on his future also apparently hinges on next season's format, which hasn't been determined. The league is targeting January 1st as a start date. The 43-year-old has spent the last 14 campaigns in Boston, winning a Stanley Cup as the team's captain, and goes on to talk about some of his statistics. But the format, interesting. What, I don't know exactly what that means, format-wise.
Okay. Trying to think, is it the delay start? Would he want more of a delay? Would there be, there's obviously not going to be a bubble, right? I mean, I don't think so. I'm not going to bubbleize this thing again. Is it in front of fans? You know, what's it going to look like? What's it going to feel like? I want to go skate, just to skate.
And let me read you the quote from the show that Pierre LeBrun was on. This is exactly what he said, just to give the exact quote. One thing he mentioned is the format, and he's talking about the conversation he had with the agent. The format for next season is of particular interest to Chara. He's got a young family, so there's a lot of factors to consider. Bottom line is right now, Big Z's in a holding pattern. Maybe that does mean bubble. Maybe he's not ruling out that the NHL tries it again.
Well, I think everything's in play, right?
Maybe. I don't know.
So that would be why, okay, if that's going to happen again, I'm probably not doing it at this stage of my career. And then if that is the format, maybe I want to go to a contending team. Is this a contending team anymore? Maybe.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I see what you're getting. That's a good idea. So, right. So it's like, hey, if I'm playing in empty arenas and I have a chance to play for a team that I think is better than the Bruins, a lot better than the Bruins, I'm less concerned about ending my career in front of those fans and in Boston. Because
it's not about Boston anymore then.
Yeah.
He likes the guys he plays with. I understand that. But even the player, I think at this point, even Brady-like, you understand there's a shelf life. And maybe it is time for him. I'm under the assumption he's not going to be back next year. That's the way I just fully think it's time for him to either move on or retire. And give him credit for wanting to hang on and maybe try and give it another go. But you don't get the same, talk that Tuca gives you. Like, I want to finish my career in Boston. That's all I want to do. I'm done. I don't want to go anywhere. I don't want to get traded anywhere. I want to be back and I want to play for this team, this city, and blah, blah, blah. Whether you like that about Tuca or not. At least you know how he stands and how he feels and where he wants to be and where he wants to end up and that he's not going to retire. Feels to me like Chara's going to be done. Like, he's got great size. You know, he helps you out, but he's not the same guy. He's not anywhere near the same guy. Especially at the end of games and late in the year. He's older. I mean, what can you do? You're not the same guy. Your legs aren't the same.
Well, I just think that it's time for the Bruins to get younger. And I'm shocked. I don't know how you start getting younger when you have a guy who's in his 40s.
You start looking at the amount of years some guys like. You can't believe it's like Bergeron, 17 years. Krejci, 15 years here. Does it feel like David Krejci's been here for 15 years?
It hasn't been 15 years.
I think it has.
No.
Can't be.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Felger went through this the other day. It's like Bergeron 17 years.
Yeah.
Krejci and Chara like 15. Tuka's 14. Good Marchand's
God.
12.
It's like next where, season where would did, be David Krejci. Well, hold on. That's sort of deceiving, though. It would really be the coming. Deceiving. Like, this is a big difference. Next season will be Krejci's 14th full season in Boston. Holy crap.
Doesn't it feel like eight?
But his first year was 06-07. Yeah. He played in six games.
I mean, I get
that's,
all that.
That's
but
a rookie call-up.
It's always been, okay, is he tradable? Is he only when the lights are its brightest is Krejci, where Krejci shines. You know? And it's just, wow, 14 years went by. Bergeron, 17. It gets, wow, this core has been together a long time. Yeah, and I know the afternoon show went through this the other day and talking about the windows and, you know, the failures of it. And who do you compare them to? And I think they ended up comparing them to the Braves. Like the Atlanta Braves that had all that talent but only really won one championship. It should have won more.
Oh, my God. Bergeron's first.
Dude, it's.
First full season was 03-04.
You sit here and you take it for granted and it just, boom, oh, years go by. And
crap.
Look at Tuca, how long Tuca's been here.
I can't believe it's been that long.
Yeah. Chara, throw him in there. It's crazy.
Yeah.
The one that surprised me was Tuca, 14 years, Felger said. Is that accurate?
That's. He was going into teens on all of them, man. I'm like, holy crap, you're right. Then you look at it like, wow. And what are they going to do? So
I'll tell you right now, Jim. I'll tell you if that's accurate. Not entirely accurate. His first real season was 2009-2010. So, no, it's not 14 years.
Okay, but still, he's really played. You're in double digits here with all these guys.
It's 11 full years on the roster.
So you're tight on the cap. You're looking at all these guys, and you're like, when do we rebuild?
Next year will be 12. Yeah, now is the time.
Like,
yeah,
is
you
it
got
a mix?
There last year.
Is it a mix? We did this last year.
You got to a game seven. You didn't win it. You blew it.
Like, the
this
window's
year,
closed.
You weren't as good.
It feels like the window's closed.
Start to recognize where it's headed.
Krug's already gone. The window seems like
you got to get younger.
It's
got
to
get younger. You got to go. You got to sort of dial back and come back around. Okay?
You like Coyle. You like McAvoy and these guys. You like a lot of the young guys, but it seems like you need more. You need more speed. We need more youth.
That's our Bruins thought.
Window.
That's what it is right there.
Closing.
Noontime hour is here. That means Phil Perry is standing by. We're going to talk to him coming up right after these headlines. No commercial.
Hey, it's Felger here. The NBA playoffs are heating up, and so is the action at the DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Teams are knocking on the door of the conference finals, and DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and so much more. Don't miss out as the NBA postseason heats up. It's super easy to get started with DraftKings if you're a first-timer. Try betting on something simple like your team to win. Just download the DraftKings Sportsbook app, select your team, and place your first bet. It's that simple. And if you're new to DraftKings, just check this out. New customers bet $5 to get $150 in bonus bets instantly. You have to download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use code SPORTSHUB. Again, new customers get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5 only on DraftKings. The crown is yours, and you must use code SPORTSHUB to get in on the action.
Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gamblinghelplinema.org. Must be 21+. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com. Physically present in Massachusetts. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. Eligibility and deposit restrictions apply. Terms at sportsbook.draftkings.com/basketballterms.